This past Sunday marked the official opening of Major League Baseball's 2004 championship season. Now, that's an event that used to be synonymous with hot dogs, peanuts, and Cracker Jacks. But take me out to the ballpark has a whole new meaning these days. If the subject is food, the nachos will remain at the concession stand, but ballparks are trying to cater to the more health-conscious among us. So if you think that ump had bad vision, just shake your Szechuan dumplings and abalone wraps at him. Ralph Ballman is one of the chefs responsible for the changes you may be tasting at your favorite sports venues. And he joins us from member station KPBS in San Diego. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, Chef Ballman, what are some of the new items you've created?
We have created the salmon burger, the lettuce wraps. We also have a turkey dog, which is selling quite well.
Well, we don't typically think of chefs vying to create this kind of fashionable food for folks at the ballpark or places like that. Is this now a new dream of chefs?
Yes, if you're a chef and a sports fan, it's even better. I think the fan today is looking for more of a variety of foods, not just the popcorn, the hot dog, and the bratwurst, which is obviously the number one seller because that's why people go to a ballpark to have those items.
Well, if we think about this from your side of the job here, it's got to be more rewarding, I would think, working in a restaurant where people have actually come to eat, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, at most stadiums, we do have restaurants. Like at Busch Stadium, for instance, we have 5 restaurants and sports bars. So it's just like a big hotel that we have a captive audience for at least 4 hours. You have people that also enjoying the game and also having good food on top of that. If the game's bad, at least they can enjoy their food.
Well, since you're crafting all of these new things for people to eat, what kind of a new local traditions are you dreaming up for folks?
Basically, what we do, we look at the history of the city that we're in, and we'll see what the novelty items are. And basically, St. Louis would be the toasted ravioli, which was created like at the World's Fair in 1904. So that's unique to St. Louis, and people love it.
Now, is there something in one geographical area then that would absolutely not work at a ballpark in another part of the country?
I think sushi is one of those areas. I think sushi in California works well. I think in the Midwest, it's catching on, but I wouldn't put it in the stand.
Well, what's your hottest ballpark item?
The standard all-beef hot dog. People can smell in the morning if you've ever been at a ballpark. You can smell the onions caramelizing. You can smell the hot dogs rolling on the grills, the popcorn flavor smell. I mean, the ballpark has the cotton candy smell. It's just so exciting.
So why change?
Not everyone's going to have a hot dog every day. And not everyone likes hot dogs. They want to have salads. They want to have fruit. Even they want to have foie gras. I mean, we have that on our menus, lamb rack. I mean, it's just from one end to the other.
Chef Ralph Ballman lives in St. Louis, where he creates menu items for sports stadiums. He joined us from KPBS in San Diego. All right, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.